Welcome to episode 13 of Sancocho for the Soul. I'm Laura.
And I'm Alex.
And tonight we're going to be discussing mental health.
Mental health. There's just so much that has been going on these past couple of days, weeks, in the media. And we feel like it's a topic that should be discussed, even though it has some sort of stigma for some reason. It's really sad that you're seeing these people that we look up to and that we feel are successful individuals resorting to suicide as I don't want to say an easy way out, because that's
Well, I think they see it as like a solution to their
a
problem.
solution to your problem. Exactly.
You know, and I think it's super difficult to, you know, unless you've been there to try to understand like what goes through a person's mind, you know, when they get to that low part of depression. You know, like I think like once someone gets to the point of suicide, it's because they feel they don't have another choice. They feel like that's the only way to solve the problem or, you know, whatever it is that they're feeling. So I think, you know, the best way to help people is actually to get them help before they get to that point.
And people, I mean, I guess depression or mental illness is something that people battle alone because they feel that no one understands them, or that they have to bear it because they'll be judged, or they'll be just frowned upon because of their issues or their problems, or maybe they just don't want to burden people with their issues. And I mean, I've lost a few loved ones actually to suicide. It's a really difficult topic for me to discuss. I'm not even going to sugarcoat it. So I'm at a loss of words, which is a lot to say. But I think that the first step to coming to a solution to your problem is admitting you actually have depression or that you have mental illness, because a lot of times it's not diagnosed.
No, and also in, you know, certain communities, therapy is frowned upon.
Especially, I mean, growing up Hispanic, I remember family being like, therapy's for the crazies. Like, that was the answer. Like,
Yeah, like we don't do therapy. I mean, we did therapy, but
but overall, like, it's very.
I think like well, let's say like in if you're living in another country, it's a lot harder to go to therapy. And now like here in America, like I feel like everyone has a therapist. But the people that really need the therapist are not going to
Going
the
to, yeah,
therapist.
exactly. But
That
that's also lack of education. I feel like the people that I mean, clearly there, I mean, I feel like everyone at some point in their life should see a therapist, because there are things that that need to be discussed and whatnot. But I feel like, for example, in our community, right, there's no, it's not something that is discussed. It's something that's really like taboo. Like, if someone has a mental illness, it's not discussed like they have a cold or the flu. You get
Exactly.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like it's not something that they really find help for.
Yeah.
And it's a little sad, actually.
Yeah, I mean, it's super sad because, I mean, you know, like we're people that you think are, you the strongest are usually the ones that are hurting the most.
Yeah.
And those are like, you know, everyone's like, oh, like check in on your friends that, you know, you think are sad. No, like check in on all your friends.
Yeah. And it's, you know, and it's something that we're seeing at any age group. Like we're seeing like kids going through, you know, PTSD and depression. We're seeing people our age group going through it. We're seeing elderly, like come on, Anthony Bourdain, 61 years old. Like, really? Like, like that, I think, to me is like the hardest to accept, because mm-hmm. you've lived a good, I mean, I don't know him personally, clearly, right? But you lived a life. You're not a 15-year-old that doesn't know, like, what life has to offer yet, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're 61 years old. Like, what can possibly be so terrible?
For him, if I had to guess, even though he was always surrounded by people, I think that he always felt very alone and very like misunderstood and all that stuff. So, I mean, even when you're surrounded by people, like you can still feel alone in a room of 3,000 people.
Yeah.
You know, you can still feel like you're by yourself.
Yeah.
The thing, you know, is like there's so many ways to get help nowadays. Like, you know, you can text a therapist, you can fucking FaceTime a therapist.
Yeah, and everything's confidential. So it's not even like you need to like let them know like who you are. You know, it's everything is confidential. So I mean, if you want to speak to somebody that has no biased opinion, right? Mm-hmm. You can just send the text. They have no idea who you are. You tell them your problems or how you're feeling. It's not about problems. Sometimes it's just a feeling.
Yeah, just how you feel.
Yeah, because you don't necessarily have to be going through something traumatic to feel lonely or to feel, you know, unfulfilled, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess that's also part of it. This is really a topic that's really hard for me to talk about. This is my therapy session.
Okay, well, if you want to, the text hotline, so you text HOME to 741741 if you're in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Text HOME to 741741. And then the suicide prevention hotline, hold on, is 1-800-273-TALK, 1-800-273-8255. And it's free, it's confidential, nobody, you know, they're not going to judge you, they're trained, they're there to listen to you.
Exactly, they're trained professionals that will be listening to however you feel, to mm-hmm. what you want to say.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a lot of people needs that.
Mm-hmm.
They need that just to like let it, just get it off your chest. You feel so much better sometimes when you talk to someone.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's not someone that you trust. Let's say you want to talk to someone that has no opinion of what's going on because they have no connection to you.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's best.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the other day on my Instagram page, and I'm part of this group of women, the Urban Classy Girls Club.
Yeah.
And I gave everyone my phone number. I mean, you know, if anybody wants to talk, I'm good at listening. And if you don't want to hear my opinion, I have no problem keeping it to myself. If you want to hear my opinion, I'll give it to you. But I mean, I'm here to listen. I mean,
yeah,
you know, it's, you know, in the last few months, I've met so many people going through so much shit. And I mean, I get it. Life is not easy all the time.
Life is not easy.
You know, but it's just the way that you handle shit. Also, you know, if someone comes to you and they tell you that they're depressed, don't tell them to go fucking meditate. For the love of fucking Jesus Christ.
Or go find God.
Go find God. Bro, if they're fucking depressed, like, that is the last shit that they need to hear. Okay? They need to go talk to a professional.
Yeah.
So if you are one of those people that's like, oh, just meditate. Oh, start journaling. Fuck you. They need to go talk to a professional.
Yeah. Everyone, listen. I mean, as an adolescent in my late teens, I went through my share of depression. I also went to counseling for a very, very, very long time for issues that I needed to resolve and get over. And in order for me to be who I am today, I needed to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to, I wanted to raise my daughter a certain way, and unless I went to therapy, I wasn't going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had gone through a lot of things growing up, and I wasn't the type of person to discuss them. I mean, Laura knows me. If you know me, I bottle shit up, and then, like, till you can't anymore.
Till
I can't anymore. But I went to therapy for 5 years, twice a week, so much so that my therapist and I became friends. which I'm not suggesting. I'm just saying that it was that close of a relationship that I was.
Mm-hmm.
I was constantly there. And I say it all the time, like the combination of therapy, the combination of being happy or finding inner peace, through yoga, meditation, Reiki, so on and so forth. That really saved my life because I probably would have been on meds. Oh, that's another thing. I don't take meds. I don't do drugs. So it's really difficult for me to, like, be prescribed, like, at 18 Paxil or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, listen, some people need to take medication. I'm not frowning upon that. But I wanted to do it without it. And in order for me to do that, I had to put forth effort.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that. But if what you need is medication with therapy, because I always believe you cannot take antidepressants without going to therapy.
No, I agree.
That, I mean, yeah, you'll feel better temporarily, but then you become codependent to the medication.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that comes hand in hand. If you're taking antidepressants, you need to go to therapy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
We want to have a therapist here maybe, mm-hmm, as a guest soon, to hear, you know, a professional standpoint, because clearly we're not professionals. We're just talking by our experiences. Mm-hmm. But we've gone through our share of shit, and we both have overcome a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And we are surrounded by people that are currently living with mental illness, and it affects our lives every day.
Yep. So.
And I'm sure that a lot of our listeners have the same situation, which is why we want to bring awareness that, hey, you're not alone.
Yeah, you're not alone. You know, you're not going through this stuff alone. You know, and I mean, if any of you need help, if you need anything, you know, we're always here.
Yeah. I did a women empowerment workshop at the end of March, and I met a girl who has a program called Be True to You. So she teaches about anti-bullying, loving yourself. She educates the youth about, like, accepting who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughters, meaning Ava and my stepdaughter Jay, participated in a video that is discussing discussing mental illness in teens.
Mm-hmm.
That should be out probably in August. And I do believe that you need to educate your children young about mental illness.
Yeah.
And you need to be real.
Yeah, I mean, you have to tell them that it's okay to talk about how they feel. It's not okay to keep everything inside of you.
Yeah.
I mean, one thing that I've definitely learned, you know, is like doing like all my Reiki stuff is your emotions, when you bottle them up, they turn into illnesses.
Yeah, they do.
Mm-hmm. You know, so different emotions are carried in different parts of your body. So, you know, people need to just start talking about how they feel. People need to start letting shit go.
Yeah, because stress causes disease.
Yeah.
And not only does it like affect clearly you physical, mm-hmm. but it's affecting every anything around you. Like mm-hmm. your whole aura, demeanor, energy, that affects everything in your life, which yep. is what we always discuss, right? Because Laura and I are very spiritual people. My whole thing with our culture is boys are taught to be machistas, right? To like, boys don't cry and boys don't talk and a man's a man. That's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everyone has emotions. Doesn't matter if male, female, whatever.
Yeah.
And you cannot teach your child that you need to suck it up.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes, I mean, there's a fine line between that because I'm a tough parent. And sometimes I'm like, you need to suck it up, right?
Yeah.
But if it's something about like her feelings that are being hurt or like something that she wants to discuss, even if I'm going to get pissed off about it, like you have to like be open.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what turns into like shit like this.
Yeah.
That's when they feel alone because they have nobody they could trust, nobody they could talk to.
Nobody to talk to.
And they talk to the wrong fucking people.
Yeah.
You know, because friends aren't necessarily the best influence, especially when you're a kid.
Mm-hmm.
So I think being honest about your speaking about your emotions and about mental illness, like keeping it 100. Like I am very honest with my daughter, maybe a little too honest when it comes to this because this is something that hits really home for both of us. So I've never lied to her about situations that have happened. She has approached me and has told me that she doesn't understand why people would do what they do. But I mean, she's still a child, right? Mm-hmm. And she's learning that everybody has choices.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I really hope, I mean, I don't know, I hope, knock on wood, that I don't have that type of issue, right?
Mm-hmm.
As she's still little. But I feel like by me educating her, if she were to feel a certain way, she can, not diagnose herself because she's not a professional, but she can say, like, I'm feeling this way, I need mm-hmm. to do this.
I need to get help.
You know, and I've asked her before too. I'm like, are there things you want to talk about that you don't want to talk about with me? You can go to therapy. Like, you mm-hmm. know, I mean, because she's gone through her share of shit too.
Mm-hmm.
So like, if she were to tell me like, yeah, mom, I want to talk to somebody, like, absolutely, we're going to make that happen.
Mm-hmm.
But once again, not everybody's open to that.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think the earlier we educate, we didn't get that type of education, girl. Like my parents didn't talk about mental illness.
Oh, see, we did.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
I did it. My parents.
I went to therapy when I was 13.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's why you're so open.
Well, I wasn't.
I mean, now as an adult.
Oh, yeah. To,
no, I'm mm-hmm. not, clearly not at 13, mm-hmm. which is why you went to therapy.
Mm-hmm.
No, my parents were not like that.
Yeah, no, my parents, they were. But I couldn't speak to my parents about stuff, so that's why I ended up going to therapy.
Yeah.
I was an angry child.
I was an angry adolescent. I was an angry adolescent.
Yeah, I probably should have stayed in therapy for longer than what I did. I mean, I should probably be in therapy right now.
We should all be in therapy right now.
I know.
I went to therapy last year. Oh, that's another thing. You gotta find somebody that gets you.
Well, that's the thing that, like, me, like, if I don't get a good vibe from a person, I'm not gonna fucking talk to
you. Yeah, and see, with me, and I know this sounds wrong. I know it sounds wrong as I'm saying it, but fuck it, this is my podcast, so I can fucking say it. If you don't culturally understand me, we cannot talk.
Mm-hmm.
Basically. Because, like, Jane Smith is not going to get Alejandra Restrepo's life. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
She's not. I mean, she might tell me, like, yeah, well, you know, you got trust issues because X, Y, and Z. But if I'm like, well, yeah, you know, my mom used to beat my ass.
Yeah, she's going to be like, oh, my God.
She's going to be like, oh, my God, we need to call social services. I'm like, no.
I'm too old for that now.
You know, but yeah, you definitely need to find someone that you can connect with.
Yeah, I mean, it's okay to interview the therapist before you go sit and talk about your problems.
Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely okay.
Yeah. You have to reach out to multiple therapists sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, it's like the luck of the draw. Like,
yeah.
I mean, you won't know, because if, let's say, I'm going to a therapist that I love, Laura could go to the same therapist and be like, I fucking hate her.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, I mean, you have to interview the person you're going to discuss.
Mm-hmm.
your feelings with.
Yep.
I feel like this is a topic that we can go on and on and on about.
Yeah.
The only reason why we're skimming the surface right now is just to,
yeah, we're definitely going to bring a professional on.
We're going to bring a professional on, and we want to just acknowledge what's presently going on, you know, and to let people know, if you are going through something, we're here. We're both here. Like,
yes.
Like, I know people say that in vain. Like, yeah, I'm here. No. We're putting it out there. We're really here. We're very active in social media. You can reach out. You can talk about absolutely anything with us. It's a no judgment zone with us. Just understand that you're not alone. And people that are struggling with other people with mental illness, you're not alone.
You're definitely not alone.
You're not alone. Just be their support. And I know it gets frustrating. I know it does. Because sometimes I'm just like, But why is this happening? Like, why, you know, but it's not something that they can control either.
Yeah.
So just know that, you know, we're all in this together.
Oh, High School Musical. We're all in this together.
Girl, por favor. It's like, what?
Ava's too young.
No, I've seen High School Musical, but that's not the first thing I think about.
Oh, now, that's because you haven't watched it as much as, like, we.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
We lived High School Musical.
Oh,
like we.
Like
were,
she was the High School Musical.
Yes, like Halloween, she was her Halloween costume was one of, like, the High School Musical cheerleader girls. Yeah.
Sharpay? No, she really was Sharpay.
Yeah, probably. Like, she was really, like she, her and, like, it was pre-K.
Oh,
her and her little friends, all of them in fucking High School Musical costumes.
Oh,
like, this was our life. High School Musical was our life for I don't know how long. Every single one of them. I could probably sing every single song.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, I know High School Musical, but no, that's not what I thought about when I said we're all in this together.
So.
Okay. So anyway, we digress on that note. on that note, yeah, we just wanted to
check in
and bring up, you know, the obvious. I'm sure a lot of people are talking about this, but it needs to be spoken about. And I'm sure you're hearing everybody saying we're here or text or call. So we're just more people saying it. So you all understand that we're not alone. Right?
Correct.
Yay. So on that note, we will wrap it up. But just know that this is not the only episode we're going to discuss about this. And we will definitely have a professional on here. And they could further educate us on what to do.
Perfect. Have a good night, guys.
Good night. Ciao.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.